Welcome to Rainbow Faith with your host, Sister Meg Britton, an ordained universal religious with the Universal Life Church. I'd like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope that you will enjoy our program.
Gently calling me to love and giving me the choice to choose between a life unknown where you will lead the way, or follow worldly trends that will surely pass away. Lord, you know I love you, so what is your plan? In the silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the word, I am He. Bring good news to those in fear. I have loved you since the world began. Be my shepherds, feed my lambs. Christ the Master Teacher shows the way, washing others' feet is how to live out all the days. Neither slave nor master, neither rich or the poor, is greater than the one we were created for. Lord, you know I love you, so what is your plan? In the silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the word, I am He. Bring good news to those in fear. I have loved you since the world began. Be my shepherd, feed my lambs. Call to be Christ to all the earth. In the silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the shivers. feed my land. Feed my land.
Well, hello. I'm finally back. It's taken a long time and a lot of niggling and working and trying to figure out what on earth was going on. And in fact, I even actually had to buy a new computer, which is why it took quite as long as it did for me to get back. I needed to save up the pennies. My old Dell computer, for whatever reason, just would not cooperate with me. Especially when it came to recording playback, which was something that I did a lot of with my podcast in the past. But now I've got a sparkly new computer that not only cooperates with me with playback, recording playback, but also can do a few things that the old one couldn't do, so that the podcast will actually, fingers crossed, hopefully be better than it used to be. So it's been almost 2 years, I think, or a year. It's a year or 2 years. I don't know. I lose track of time. I'm not very good at keeping track of how many months or weeks or years or whatever have passed between what I did last time and what I'm doing now. However, whatever time span it's been, I'm glad to be back, and I'm very happy to welcome you to Rainbow Faith Podcast once again. The episode list says that this is episode 12. It's probably actually more than that, but I did delete a few of the older episodes just to keep space available for new podcasts, and because some of them were a little outdated and didn't really have much relevance to right now. So here I am, and for my topic today, as some of you or most of you would have noticed in my intro, I referred to myself as Sister Meg, and also that I am an ordained universal religious philosopher with the Universal Life Church. Now, I know that a lot of people probably have heard of ULC and perhaps don't take it as seriously as they might take credentials from another, for sake of brevity, real, in quotation marks, church. However, I take my credentials very seriously, because they don't just come from ULC. I believe that they come from God himself, or from the universal spirit. I can recall a time when I sat down and, in my prayer and reflection time, asked of the universe, what should I do? And the answer came back very clearly to me, to my mind at least, from that universal spirit, from God, however you understand that entity, that I was to serve and feed the lambs. As the song at the top of our show so aptly put it. And that song, incidentally, was Feed My Lambs by John Angotti, from the album Joy Beyond Our Dreams by John Angotti from Gospel Records 2009. So here I am, to give a little bit of an explanation of why Sister. I guess it was something that came from my heart. It's something that's close to my heart. I was ordained for a short time as a novitiate sister with the Reformed Catholic Church, which was at that time existent in America, and I was the first ordained Australian clergy person for Reformed Catholic Church. Sadly, that church has since closed down, which is always a very sad thing, but particularly sad because that church was such an outreach to the gay and lesbian community. But moving on from there, when it came time for me to sit down and start podcasting again, I really felt that Sister was the appropriate title for me to take, and I had that old credential from the Universal Life Church, which somebody else actually ordained me with a while back. And although I couldn't find the original credential, I went back and reapplied for a new credential. So now I'm Sister Meg. And using this podcast, as I feel is my calling, to reach out to and give a place to the GLBTIQ community who are also people of faith, and to anybody else who wants to listen. My logo or my motto is that all are welcome in this place, as was the motto for the RCC. So, with all of that being said, I'd like to lead into the next song on the podcast today, and that will be David Kaufman with the song I Make All Things New from his album Lent from the Companion on the Journey series.
In the desert I make a river, in the wasteland I make a way. See, I make all things new. You, my precious and holy child, do not be I am restoring your very life. This is the promise I made. In the desert I make a river, in the wasteland I make a has surrendered to me. Loosen your stronghold on unbelief. Open these new eyes to see. In the desert I need.
And that was a very lovely track from David Kaufman's album Lent, I Make All Things New, from the Companion on the Journey series, a song that really touches my heart
the beautiful words from Isaiah chapter 43. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make rivers in the desert and a way in the wilderness. I will make all things new. Now we come to the scripture reading part of the podcast for today. And the scripture I've chosen to read is Jeremiah 23, verses 23 to 29. And I'm reading the paraphrased Australian version from Laughing Bird Liturgical Resources by Nathan Nettleton. What kind of God do you think I am? A pocket God who lives where you put me, or a God far beyond your grasp, says the Lord? Can anyone find a secret hiding place where I won't be able to see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill the entire universe, heaven and earth alike, says the Lord? I know perfectly well what those so-called prophets are saying. They preach lies, naming me as their authority, claiming that I gave them messages in dreams and visions. How long will I have to put up with it? Will they never wake up to themselves, these snake oil evangelists whose preaching is all a con job, motivated by their own twisted agendas? They trade their best lines and slimiest techniques with one another as they collude to persuade people to substitute other things for me, just as their ancestors substituted trendy fertility gods for me. You prophets with your dreams, go ahead and rabbit on about them. But let the prophet who truly has my word be bold and resolute in announcing my message. The two are like chalk and cheese, says the Lord. Don't you know that my word is like a raging fire, says the Lord, and like a sledgehammer that smashes rocks to pieces?
I am not far away.
And that again was David Kaufman from his album 12 Steps for Women in Recovery, and the song was I Am a God Nearby. And that brings us to our prayer of thanksgiving and almost the close of the podcast for today. And again, I'm reading a prayer today from Nathan Nettleton's Liturgical Resources at Laughing Bird. Let's pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for though our lives were a wasteland, you cherished us and gave us life again. With a love song, you sang the earth into existence and led your people from slavery through the Red Sea. You planted them in a fertile land and looked for a harvest of justice and righteousness. When we returned only bloodshed and torment, you sent your child, Jesus, to be the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. His preaching kindled a fire and divided the living from the dead. He endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and was baptized in suffering and death. You raised him to life and seated him at your right hand, and are now strengthening us for the race before us, so that with the faithful witness of all generations we may perceive your promises to be made perfect. Therefore, with our hearts lifted high, we offer you thanks and praise at all times, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. And that about wraps it up for today's program. It's really been great to be back in the chair in front of the computer recording a podcast for my listeners, which I hope there are still some of you around out there. It's been a real joy and a delight to be able to get back to doing this, and I hope that you've enjoyed the program today. And I'd like to wish you all the best as you now go about your day-to-day business, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I'll be back hopefully fairly soon with another Rainbow Faith podcast. God bless. You've been listening to the Rainbow Faith podcast with your host, Sister Meg Britton. All music used in Rainbow Faith podcast is issued under special license by IOTA PromoNet. You can find out more about the music used in today's program by visiting our show notes at myfanwe.wordpress.com. Myfanwe, myfanwe.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.